I'm VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update.
The National Weather Service says that the winds are expected to increase early Wednesday morning in the Los Angeles area, providing new fuel for massive wildfires that have killed at least 25 people and left at least 24 others missing. Forecasters said wind gusts in Los Angeles and Ventura counties could reach between 70 to 110 kilometers an hour. The winds could strengthen parts of the two major blazes that are still burning in Los Angeles County, undermining the incremental gains that firefighters have made in recent days against the fires, or ignite new ones. Los Angeles County Fire Chief Anthony Marone warned residents Tuesday of the ongoing danger.
The anticipated winds, combined with low humidities and low fuel moistures, will keep the fire threat in the LA region critical.
The National Weather Service posted a red flag warning for particularly dangerous weather they said could lead to explosive fire growth. Impeached South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol was detained early Wednesday. Yoon was arrested after a tense standoff at his heavily guarded mountain compound in Seoul, where hundreds of his supporters have gathered to protest efforts to detain him. Around 3,000 police officers were deployed in the operation. Authorities warned they were prepared to use more forceful tactics than they did in their failed attempt to detain Yoon 2 weeks ago. Yoon was taken by motorcade to South Korea's anti-corruption office, where he is set to undergo questioning in a criminal investigation related to his short-lived martial law declaration last month. He was impeached by South Korea's parliament following the botched martial law attempt.
Around the clock, Voice of America keeps you in touch with the latest news. This is VOA News.
저는 오늘 이들이
In a video recording that aired as he was leaving the compound, Yoon called the investigation illegal, but said he was complying to prevent bloodshed. Authorities now have 48 hours to decide whether to file for a formal arrest warrant or release Yoon. Yoon is the first sitting South Korean president to be taken into police custody. Pete Hegseth, U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's choice for defense secretary, faced resistance from Democrats on the Senate Armed Services Committee on Tuesday. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb has details.
Most defense secretary picks garner wide bipartisan support. Not so for Hegseth. Democrats questioned him about allegations of misconduct and assault and his lack of managerial experience. Democratic Senator Gary Peters.
I don't know of any corporate board of directors that would hire a CEO for a major company if they came and said, you know, I supervised 100 people before.
Democrats and Republicans pressed Hegseth on his recent writings and comments against women in combat. Republican Senator Joni Ernst.
As Secretary of Defense, will you support women continuing to have the opportunity to serve in combat roles?
Yes, women will have access to ground combat roles, combat rows, given the standards remain high.
Carla Babb, VOA News, The Pentagon.
Elon Musk was sued on Tuesday by the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, which accused the world's richest person of waiting too long to disclose in 2022 that he had amassed a large stake in Twitter, the social media company he later bought. Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer has more.
An SEC rule requires investors to disclose within 10 days when they cross a threshold of owning 5% or more of a company. The agency said that at the expense of unsuspecting investors, Musk instead waited 21 days to disclose his initial purchase of 5% of Twitter's common shares at artificially low prices. The SEC said Twitter's share price then rose more than 27% once Musk disclosed his stake. Tuesday's lawsuit seeks to force Musk to pay a civil fine and give up, quote, unjust profits. Alex Spiro, a lawyer for Musk, called the suit the culmination of the regulator's, quote, multi-year campaign of harassment against his client.
That was Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer. Two lunar landers built by private U.S. and Japanese companies are on their way to the moon after lifting off early Wednesday aboard a SpaceX rocket. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Richard Green, VOA News.